A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25. During the rule of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was a descendant of Aaron. They were both righteous before God, blameless in their observance of all the Lord's commandments and regulations. They had no children because Elizabeth was unable to become pregnant, and they both were very old. One day, Zechariah was serving as a priest before God because his priestly division was on duty. Following the customs of priestly service, he was chosen by lottery to go into the Lord's sanctuary and burn incense. All the people who gathered to worship were praying outside during this hour of incense offering. An angel from the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw the angel, he was startled and overcome with fear. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will give birth to your son, and you must name him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many people will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the Lord's eyes. He must not drink wine and liquor. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth. He will bring many Israelites back to the Lord, their God. He will go forth before the Lord, equipped with the spirit and power of Elijah. He will turn the hearts of fathers back to their children, and he will turn the disobedient to righteousness patterns of thinking. He will make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure of this? My wife and I are very old." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in God's presence. I was sent to speak to you and to bring this good news to you. Know this, what I have spoken will come true at the proper time. But because you didn't believe, you will remain silent and unable to speak until the day when these things happen." Meanwhile, the people were awaiting for Zechariah, and they wondered why he was in the sanctuary for such a long time. When he came out, he was unable to speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he gestured to them and couldn't speak. When he completed the days of his priestly service, he returned home. Afterward, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant. She kept to herself for 5 months, saying, "This is the Lord's doing. He has shown his favor to me by removing my disgrace among other people." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Kathy. Beautiful choir piece. Let us pray together. Bless now the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts, that they might be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our rock, our redeemer. Amen. The question for Advent this year, what would you do if you were not afraid? What would you do if you were not afraid? This is our Advent theme. Now, if you don't yet have the book, again, Calling All Angels, please go pick one up in the Welcome Center. There is so much more that we can learn and experience by getting into a text and by sharing with others if you have time for a group experience, and I invite you to do so. As you think about, what would you do if you weren't afraid? Now, there have been times in my life where fear was the sole basis of decisions that I have made. When fear paralyzed me from moving forward on something that I had already started. Or when fear kept me stuck and only able to see the worst options that might happen rather than the hopeful ones. Or when fear closed my eyes to the things that God had in store for me and had put in my path. Fear can be such a barrier to us finding the way that God intends. But it doesn't have to be that way. Right? We can choose to live differently than that. And what if we did? Right? What if we allowed this Advent season to inspire not only our Advent candle themes, those wonderful themes of hope, peace, joy, and love, but also the other Advent theme that comes to us through Scripture, that theme of holy boldness. What if we truly embrace this angelic call, do not be afraid? Now, for the author of our book, Erin Wathen, when she first heard that question, what would you do if you weren't afraid? She was at an event, she was attending an event, and it became such a game-changing moment for her as she processed that through. And so ever since then, she has presented that question to various groups and people in various formats, asking that same question to them. She now poses it to us. And she writes in her book, she says, in a moment when the path forward does not seem clear, when there seems to be no right answer, or when my own wisdom is obviously insufficient, to begin from a place of fearlessness, to begin from a place of fearlessness almost always provides a turning point, even if that courage is hypothetical at first. Whether in a professional, personal, communal, or spiritual setting, asking ourselves what we would do if we were truly unafraid provides a filter that can distill even the most difficult moment of stuckness, changing it to a moment of truth. Now, there's a bit of a trick to answering this question, because in order to answer it, we first need to start to become aware of what we are afraid of, that we are afraid and what we are afraid of. Because until we can name that fear that holds us, it can still have this amazing power over us. And that's true for us as individuals, it's true for us as a community or a church or even our country, our world. But awareness unlocks that power, because once we can be aware of a fear and even name that fear, it loses its strength. It loses its hold on us, and then the whole world is open to us, a whole world of possibility. So our author says, considering the number of biblical reminders on this topic, perhaps people of faith should adopt this as our leading question for all our lives. What would we do if we weren't afraid? What would change in our relationships, in our vocations, in our congregations, in our communities, if God's people led with courage and vision that was always first and foremost unafraid? If we couldn't be bullied by bigots or confined by the bounds of capitalism, if we were undeterred by the threat of violence or rumors of war, or if the suffering of the world never sent us into petrified despair, but only ever inspired us to courageous action, what would we do if we weren't afraid? Now, with some intention on our part, this Advent season can be a time of allowing that kind of transformational courage to have its way with us. And where better to find the strength, hope, and fearlessness than in the well-loved stories that usually only come out at Advent and Christmas? Stories leading up to Jesus' birth, with angels visiting trembling mortals, and with angels offering those mortals a glimpse of the new world-changing thing that God is about to do. And then that unnerving news, God plans for them to help. So again, we gather around these same stories, stories that have empowered generations of our faithful forebears, and whatever the news of their day was true from their headlines. And in that hopeful spirit of Advent, we will hear and repeat the angel's invitation for us in our time with our headlines today. In this sacred call and response between angels and mortals that appears in scriptures so often, we should understand the assignment by now. Do not fear is not just a comforting phrase. It is our commissioning. And so we begin with the story that Kathy read, the story of Zechariah, this upstanding man who belonged to the priestly class of Abijah. His wife was descended from the daughters of Aaron, yes, the same Aaron that was Moses' brother. That's quite a lineage. And their story is a testimony to silence as a gift from God. The silence that is often helpful, often necessary, and sometimes mandated by God. Now we know the story. We hear it every year, heard it again. The angel approached Zechariah while he was in the Holy of Holies, performing his ritual obligation that they cycled through as the priests. And where the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid." And then the angel said, "Elizabeth will bear a son, and they will name him John." And that all seemed to go well enough until Zechariah said, "How can I know this will happen? I'm an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." Notice how he turned that phrase a little, "good man." And that's when things went off course. Because at that point, the angel identified himself saying, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you didn't believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak, until the day these things occur." Granted, the mandate and the gift of silence. In this case, silence and solitude are almost often prerequisites for a significant act of the holy. And perhaps we can take that as a hint for us today as well, that when we remove ourselves from the noise and distraction, it can clear the way for a divine encounter. Now, beyond the shock factor of spotting another worldly being in the middle of your workplace, we might assume that Zechariah also senses the terrifying certainty that his life is going to change in a very big way. And change, after all, is something we often fear the most. Not only is there a baby coming to that couple that thought the season of life had passed them by, it's not just any baby that's on the way. This child will be known as John the Baptizer. John the Baptizer, the one coming to prepare the way for another. Now, the son of this aging couple, he will be a trailblazer. In our author's words, he will be a wilderness wanderer. He will speak truth to power and call out the sins of the powerful. He's going to bring a hopeful word of justice and equality that will not be met kindly by those in charge. It's the dangerous work of making a way where there is no way. In short, the work of ushering in the kingdom of heaven and making a place in the world for his cousin, Jesus. So to recap, Zechariah encounters a heavenly being in the midst of his ordinary work. He receives impossible news, which he is simultaneously afraid to believe and is also afraid might be true. He's not only going to be a father, he's going to be the father of the resistance. He will join the ranks of parents everywhere whose children are peacemakers and justice seekers, first responders and teachers, humanitarian aid workers and career truth tellers. In other words, this man is never going to sleep again. What does he have to fear? I mean, literally everything. But what does the angel say? "Do not be afraid." Not, "It'll probably be okay." No platitudes, no empty promises, just a simple, impossible command, "Do not be afraid." Now notice that this messenger of God does not try to over-explain the details of all that will transpire. He just casts a vision for the world and the gifts that this child will bring. He doesn't say that there won't be hard parts to come or painful moments or long sleepless nights. He doesn't say that things might not be terribly hard or frightening and uncomfortable. He just speaks a simple assurance that they need not fear any of it because God will be with them with loving faithfulness in every moment of it. God is there, even now, in the voice of the angel. These are not empty words of comfort so much as they are facts shared by Scripture over and over. What if we can hear that same sacred word spoken to us in our lives, in our own deepest fears, in our darkest sleepless nights? Maybe we could name what it is that we fear in that silence, and find our fear transformed by the certain presence of God. And maybe, just maybe, if we sit in a quiet place like Zechariah, we will find the courage that we need to face our fears through the contemplation and the stillness in the quiet. Maybe if we let our mortal flesh keep silence, we will find that much of what we fear simply dissolves in the resounding space, in the presence of God, Emmanuel, near. What would you do if you weren't afraid?